Welcome to the Equipping the Saints podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. Here is this week's teaching.
Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to our journey through the book of Romans here. So we are diving into this wonderful letter from Paul to the Romans. And I did want everybody to understand who Paul was and who the Romans were. The Romans were probably the most deceitful people and deceitful gathering of people that you can ever imagine. So to understand what Paul was doing, was writing this letter, it was meant for people that were full of sin, that was full of bondage, full of just complete deceitfulness against the church and ultimately against who God was. We're continuing this letter, and we just got done kind of going over the greeting. We got done going over where Paul was writing just a little piece of why he was writing to the church and to show the deity of Christ and who he was and why he's writing that, given the whole reason on why it is being done. We're going to do something a little bit different today in this teaching. Is we have this whiteboard, and I'm going to point out some key words and some key characteristics inside the scripture. But before we get started, let's go ahead and read. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all of the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you, always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. That is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today, through this teaching in this wonderful letter of the book of Romans, allow us to see your grace. Allow us to see how you have blessed us with this word. Allow us to truly feel Paul's heart here as he talks to the Romans, and how we can utilize this word and how we can see that you are the Almighty One, that you give us all the grace and all the mercy that we do not deserve. Father, allow us to see this in the purest form. Allow us to open up our ears, open up our hearts to see your gratefulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so let's dive into this scripture here. I want us to pay attention to two, where it says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ. Understand that he's thanking God through the Son. Here we see him being thankful in that he's thanking through the Son and not in any other spirit or any other idol. It's just through Jesus Christ. That's where the good news comes from, is through Jesus Christ. And he thanks for all of them, not just a select few, but for all of Rome, for all of the believers, for that all your faith is proclaimed in all of the world. So we want to highlight the word all. We also want to see that the faith is proclaimed in all of the world. When we talk about all of the world, we talk about the Great Commission, where the Great Commission is for us to take the word and spread it throughout all of the nations that we read in Matthew. Here he's being very, very clear. Because of your faith is proclaimed in all of the world, that the world sees that the believers in Rome are the true faithfulness, that they're truly faithful, that it is there and that it is clear. And so he's making that very evident to the believers, that not only is the rest of the world looking at Rome, looking at how they are being proclaimed, how they proclaim the word, but he gives thanks to Jesus Christ, gives thanks to him, to the ultimate Messiah, before anything is even said here in the book of Romans. Before anything is even mentioned, after the greeting, he gives thanks to my God through Jesus Christ. As we know, Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. So therefore, he gives thanks. He wants to thank my God through Jesus Christ, through him. That is the passage. That is the tunnel, Jesus Christ, for all of you, for all of the believers, because your faith is proclaimed in all of the world. Understand this, that your faith is much more than anything in this world. Your faith is what you are measured on. Your faith in Jesus Christ alone, should be the only way to true salvation. That is to anything else. All that can be thrown away. But when it comes to your faith in Jesus Christ, that is truly what matters. And there's nothing else that matters, just your true, genuine faith. True, genuine faith in a true Savior. In an absolutely true Savior of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator. He is the ultimate Messiah, and he is the one to be praised. This week is Holy Week. This week we lead on to Easter, where we talk about the resurrection, and we talk about how important that is. But this week is very important, and it all gets pointed towards Jesus Christ. It doesn't get pointed towards any other idol. It doesn't get pointed towards any other being, but it's in true faith in Jesus Christ. Later on in Romans, we're going to discuss justification by faith, that you're truly justified by your faith alone in Jesus Christ. And we're going to read more about that going forward. Well, to verse 9, he continues to say, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you." He continues to talk about his prayers, but he gets very, very clear on how he is talking about the people in Rome, on how he's discussing that they are declared, that they are the true, the ones that to have faith in Christ, to have faith in him. And he gets very, very evident here when he talks about my witness, whom I serve. He talks about true serving of God. He talks about true servant of him and how he lived his life. Understand, Paul lived his life with fully serving Christ, fully serving God with the things that he did. Earlier in his life, he was not. He was the complete opposite. Earlier in his life, he persecuted Christians, and he did things that wasn't truly holy. But here he states, "I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing, when we talk about the word ceasing, we talk about without stopping, without truly stopping what you're doing, that he without ceasing would continue to pray for Rome. Without ceasing, he continued to pray for the people. See, Paul was all about saving. Paul was all about salvation in Christ. That's what Paul, his entire mission was. He enjoyed being around people. And as God's people, we should enjoy being around people as well. I know when I was younger, I was always enjoyed being around people, but until I became saved, I didn't understand how much full of joy it truly gives me when I'm around other believers, when I'm around other like-minded believers. So throughout this entire letter, we are going to see that truly it is about the salvation of Jesus Christ, that everybody, as believers, we should cherish that moment of salvation. And here he's, Paul's being very evident that as he serves in the Spirit, he serves in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon you during salvation, and then you're regenerated. You go through that stage of regeneration. And it only happens in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only way that true salvation happens, is through the word. That true salvation comes from these pieces of scripture. It comes from everything that the Bible consists of. And he says, without ceasing, I mention you, always in my prayers. And praying fervently without ceasing, that he continued to pray for the people in Rome, continued to be on his knees and pray for those people. As believers, we should pray for each other. As believers, we should pray for our families. We should pray for everybody inside of our church. We should pray for our community, because that's ultimately what the scriptures tell us to do. I mean, he was praying for the people in Rome, knowing how deceitful they were and how much they have fallen away. Pray for them. We are to pray for the ones that do us wrong. We are to pray for the ones that cause violence, the ones that are in full of sin. We are to pray for them fervently, always in prayers, asking that somehow by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you. See, he's wanting to come to Rome. He's wanting to come to Rome and speak to the people. He's wanting them to ultimately to see God's great news. And here in Rome, he's yearning to talk to the people, and he continues to pray for them. He continues to pray for the leaders and pray for the ones that were falling away from God's will, falling away from God's good news. He's longing to go to Rome. He wants to go to Rome and reach these people. And not only did Paul do so, but he reached across Rome and across to other areas as well. But here you can really see emotion coming from Paul, where he says, I may now at last, by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you. See, God's holy will is so important that we are to listen to what he tells us, for what he guides us to do. Because if we don't listen to God's will and ultimately not do what he tells us to do, then that can lead on to another piece of destruction that we do not want to be a part of. But he's longing to go to Rome. And by God's will, he will do so. And he will talk to the people in Rome, and that he will lead them to Christ and lead them to the good news. Lead them to eventually what is true salvation. True salvation only by the Son, only by Jesus Christ. So breaking this down, he's in a prayer life, asking them, somehow by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you. He wants to come. He, by God's will, he'll be there. In verse 11, he says, for I long to see you, that I may impart to you some of the spiritual gifts to strengthen you. So he's longed to see the people in Rome. He's longed to urge to be a part of Rome and to be a part of that church. And that I may impart some spiritual gifts to strengthen you, a spiritual gift of God's word to strengthen inside the church. Just like I stated at the beginning of this study, Rome was going through a terrible, terrible time of deceitfulness and of despair. Of constant sinning and of constant being away from the word. The Roman Catholic Church at this time was in true dominance. And it was ultimately against what God's word is being said. It was being told. We know about the Protestant Reformation later on, that the Protestant Reformation was a reformation of the church, was reforming the church back to the scriptures and back to sola scriptura. And this is what this is all about. is that he wanted to write to the Romans who were under Roman law and were completely against God and who God truly was. So he's telling them, even at the beginning of the greeting here, we hear that he's coming because of Jesus Christ, because of the Savior, and he's a servant of Jesus Christ. And so he wants to be a part and to see the church and impart some of these spiritual gifts to strengthen you, spiritual gifts of the scriptures, to strengthen the church, to strengthen everything that is built upon the church. Because the only way you can have a biblically sound church is if you have a biblically teaching church, that if you teach strictly by the Bible, strictly by the scriptures, then you are biblically sound. It has nothing to do with man on their thoughts and their ideas or opinions. It has everything to do inside the scriptures. And Paul is talking about the entire piece of scripture to strengthen the church, to strengthen the believers. He continues to go on in verse 12, and it says, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. He's talking about the believers inside the church, that they are to be encouraged by each other's faith. See, inside the church, you are to be encouraged with each other. You are to pray for each other. You are to pray without ceasing for each other. You are to pray ultimately for the church. You are to pray for growth. You are to pray that you don't become stagnant and not to conform to the world. And we are to encourage each other. We're to encourage each other in our walk. We are to encourage each other to move forward. We are to encourage each other to continue to study the word. We are to see God's grace and God's mercy inside of his word, as well as to grow closer to him and to read and to study. We are to see these things. I encourage you to do the same even after this study. Don't make this study just something that you just something to check off, something that you just wanted to do for the week. This is something to encourage you to continue to study and to encourage to grow in your faith. He continues to say, both yours and mine. In which it gives a nice piece of word there, that he knew that he would grow by others growing, by the church ultimately growing. He knew that. He was longing to go to Rome. He was encouraged to come to Rome. He wanted to see the people, and he wanted to grow in their faith together. That's ultimately what Paul was all about. See, Paul wanted to be a part of that, part of the community. He was all about community and growing. He was all about everything that was involved inside the church. And that's ultimately what he wanted to do, is he wanted to grow with others. And we are to do the same thing. We are to grow as a church inside everything that we are doing together. It's all about sharing each other's faith together. And so coming this Sunday, we're going to discuss a little bit in probably the book of Matthew. We're going to discuss the resurrection and what it meant, obviously, for Easter Sunday here. And really looking forward to that, to kind of see what that leads us, what that gives us. But I really hope that this was a blessing for you this morning or this afternoon, that you can see God's grace inside this book of Romans, and you can see the heart of Paul. You see the heart of Paul for the church. You can see how he truly had a passion for others and for believers. So before we leave today, let's go ahead and pray. Let's go into prayer together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this word inside Romans, that we're able to see Paul's heart for the church. We're able to see his heart for others. Allow us to have that same characteristic, that we are to grow the church, that we are to go to the ends of the earth to see your grace and your mercy and your love and your compassion. Father, we're thankful for this word, and we're thankful for the resurrection of your Son to give us true salvation, to give us that salvation that is that we definitely did not deserve, but you gave us that. Father, we thank you for all the blessings in our lives. We thank you for the scripture. Without sola scriptura, we would be nothing, but we have a piece of you inside this word, this glorious word that we take within the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for everything in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon in this book, in the study of Romans, and we'll see you this Sunday for Easter. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to our podcast and listen to the weekly teaching.